welcome to a one-off YMS preview episode of Youth Trends Podcast from Voxburna. With just 1 week to go until YMS London, we invited some of the key people involved with this year's festival to give us a sneak peek of what the audience has to look forward to on April the 16th and 17th. In this episode, you'll hear from our Chinese marketing partner, Qmin, and our digital marketing partner, Marin Software. But first, here's Voxburna's founder, Simon Eder, with his take on why this year's YMS will be the biggest and best yet. Good afternoon, Simon. How are you?
Richard, I'm very good and so excited that YMS is now just 2 weeks away. In fact, 2 weeks a day will be over, but so excited to go back to Old Freeman Brewery and to welcome all of our hundreds of speakers and thousands of attendees from the most important youth brands in the UK and beyond.
Absolutely. And Si, I know we've got a couple of questions lined up for you, but before we go into that, I just think how exciting this is. What, our ninth YMS Festival? What are you looking forward to most for 2019?
Well, you talk about, you know, our ninth outing. It feels like yesterday that we were first at the IMAX in Waterloo with 130 or so people in year one, and it's great to have worked with you and all the team and, of course, all of our partners over the years to where we are today. What am I looking forward to this year? We've really stepped up, I think, like the range of content this year. So look forward to ever more streams and masterclasses. I'm excited actually about the Chinese stream that's a first for this year, as well as, of course, all the headliners on the main stage, the diversity of the content. Exciting, of course, big brands, the Instagrams and Facebooks and Levi's and so on. But also, like, looking forward to hearing from brands of tomorrow that always turn up at YMS. And then 6 months later, we'll kind of like see, oh, wow, goodness, they kind of started life, as it were, like at YMS. Well, that was an important part of their journey.
Yeah, absolutely. And any standout sessions, maybe let's just focus on the main stage for now, that you were looking forward to hearing? And I guess maybe most importantly, you're looking forward to our audience hearing.
So, in no particular order, but we are beginning to address, you know, millennials, of course, have been so important. Generation Z or Z are obviously front and centre. But we also dip into Gen Alpha for the first time. And I know there's an exciting session with the Beano on day two, which is probably showing maybe my age a little bit. Quite a nostalgia brand, of course. But then really exciting areas of sort of social action and understanding the kind of next wave of the youth engagement. So there's an exciting session, again, like day two, turning cause campaigns into movements and post-truth business, like pushing like the boundaries in all sorts of directions. I just love the bit in between, as it were. You know, I love like coming out of sessions and just like hearing the comments from the audience and like hearing like the conference. And of course, you know, the content first and foremost, but just hearing that content then just spilling into the networking and the coffee and the lunch queues and stuff like that. That's what I kind of most look forward to, those kind of random moments, the huge amount of synergy that is created across the 2 days.
Sure. So YMS won't be the same without yourself on stage. I know you're always keen to address the audience direct. Could you talk us through what you're doing for 2019?
Sure. Well, I will be most probably in the red velvet jacket, at least at some point. There might be a few changes of attire, but So wearing my Vox Banner hat, like, excitingly, we've got a brand new Youth Trends Report 2019. So going to be discussing that on the first morning with a great lineup of young people to join me on that journey and reveal this year's core trends. And then actually wearing my Student Beans hat, I've been invited very kindly to chair the retail stream actually on day two, where there's a really great lineup, really tackling key retail like trends of the moment, particularly around like tech and things like that. So yeah, a huge number of exciting brands, like including Nike, Love Honey, be joined by Stylus as well for some of that. So yeah, a very exciting end of morning day two, like taking us into lunch on retail.
Nice. And so you know, you've hosted a number of youth panels across YMS, both in London and New York and then San Fran, Berlin and so on. In your view, how have you found the youth panel change over the past like 3, 4, 5 years? Any noticeable like differences in attitude towards the brands that they discuss, or any shift in focus of their interest that maybe is worth talking about?
It's amazing to see those trends like change, and like change so quickly as well. Don't want to spill the beans immediately here, because the big reveal, of course, will be day one on the latest Youth Trends Report. But I think young people are more engaged in many ways than ever. I mean, like, long gone are those days of being fueled by alcohol or even like coffee, like for that matter. I think like that trend of being the best that they can be is meaning, I think, I think and hope that they're really, I think, beginning to like hold, you know, older generations to account like far more, and really beginning to like take the reins and do so in a hugely like engaged way. And that's meaning that brands need to step up. Look, at the same time, and again, not revealing any trends, but I think anxiety levels are definitely on the rise, and mental health issues are still, you know, front and centre. And we all need to pay attention to that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Good call. And in terms of key takeaways for our audience at the event, what can they expect to take away from 2019?
So I always think of, you know, YMS as like this bird's list, you know, like come, brainstorm away, you know, through social, through the audience you're going to meet, 2,000 plus attendees under one roof. The potential for that is just huge. Take the ideas down, and they will be coming fast and furious from main stage, from all those streams, and also, you know, as I said earlier, you know, across like the whole experience, in the networking, you know, in the lunch queue, build those relationships with old friends, colleagues, but also new people that you'd like to meet. You know, again, for the first time this year, we have an app that the audience can take advantage of to boost networking. And with all of that, the brainstorming, the ideas, building relationships, hopefully the next day that people go back into the office, there'll be key decisions that they have decided to make and can start implementing right away. And every year, you know, we get like such great feedback of how going through those 2 days, you know, then really does transform the next 363 before YMS next year. And yeah, so excited to see what those 2 days have in store.
Great. Simon, thanks so much. And we look forward to your session at YMS on April the 16th at the Ultramarine Brewery.
Look forward to seeing everyone there.
Our next guest is Arnold Marr, CEO of digital marketing agency Qmin, who specialise in connecting global brands to the Chinese market. Arnold will be speaking on the main stage at YMS, and Qmin are the hosts of our very first ever Chinese marketing breakout track. Here's why he thinks every youth marketeer should be focused on the forward-thinking, increasingly valuable Chinese youth demographic. Arnold, hi, it's Richard from VoxBurner.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Very good. And yourself? How's things?
Not too bad at all.
So it'd be great to kick off with hearing a little bit about yourself and the story behind you guys and the team at Qmin.
Okay, sure. I'll try and keep it short. So I guess Qmin started about six, seven years ago. And we were founded with a mission to help open the world to China. So to help to connect Western brands to Chinese audiences and to help also connect Chinese brands to Western audiences. So the reason that we founded was because we felt that we were founded kind of 6-7 years ago, and back then China didn't have the kind of like global exposure, it didn't have the same kind of presence on the global stage it does now. So we felt that there needed to be a almost kind of like a business to help people to connect and engage with Chinese audiences. China was closed for a very long time before that, which meant that not only do Chinese people not really have much exposure to Western brands, but at the same time, Chinese brands and Chinese business also had almost zero experience to Western audience. And as China kind of like became more innovative and more global, it's now, as you know, one of the hot spots and one of the kind of like the hubs for startups, for technology, for innovation.
Absolutely.
For how we kind of like, how we integrate technology into people's daily lives. We felt that there needed to be an entity, almost kind of like a business or consultants, to help people to understand that and to see that. So we were founded with the mission to, as I said earlier, to open the world to China, and that's still what we do to this day.
Sure, absolutely. And what are the current opportunities that you see for youth brands at present within the Chinese market specifically?
Yeah, I mean, It's absolutely amazing. Where do I start? So there's a couple of things, actually. So the first thing is, I always thought that China, if you want to launch a product, a new product, a new technology, a new platform, a new kind of like any product almost, there's no better place to launch something new than there is in China. So over the last 40 years, right, China lifted almost 400 million people out of poverty. And that's faster than any nation in the history of the human race. And that's created kind of like a movement, in a sense that everyone's used to a much faster pace of change in people's daily lives, whether it's quality of life, socioeconomics, or technology. People are used to new things, and people don't have kind of a legacy attachment like we do in the West. Like, well, we're still messing around with Apple Pay, which is kind of like a semi-mobile wallet. People are already, it's already a cashless society in China, right? You go to China, you can't even spend cash sometimes. And that's how crazy things are getting. And I'll be talking a little bit more about the, almost kind of like the dangers of cashless society and what kind of like, what problems mass disruption brings to a society. So that's the first thing, kind of like fast adaptation. So if you have a new product, a new service, there's no better place to launch than in China to test the market, to get traction very, very quickly. I guess the second thing is that if you're like a company that's very bold, China has this kind of like funny way of leapfrogging technology and products and services. So while in the UK we had, just give you a few kind of quick examples, we had terrestrial television, and then we had cable and satellite, and then we had video on demand. So in China, cable and satellite never existed. It went straight from terrestrial to video on demand.
Wow.
Another good point is like over here in the West, we had cash. Then we had kind of the card society. And now we're moving closer to kind of like mobile wallets and mobile payments. So in China, the card society never existed. They went straight from a cash society to a kind of like cashless mobile wallet and contactless society in terms of kind of transactions. There's loads of examples like this. So if you're the kind of company that want to push the boundaries, then China is the place to be.
That sense of acceleration.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. It's the leapfrogging of technology and kind of like services is absolutely insane. But I'll be going through a lot of this in my talk at YMS as well.
Yeah. Well, that leads like very naturally actually onto my next question. I know you and the team are going to be joining us on April the 16th and 17th. For YMS, it'd be great to get a quick snapshot, for our listeners on what they can expect from you guys this year and kind of what presence have you got across the 2-day festival.
We have a keynote on the 16th, so I'll be kind of like doing a quick summary. Our focus is actually, I know I talk a lot about, I'm going to kind of contradict myself here a little bit. I talk a lot about technology and how China is kind of like the hub for innovation, for new technology, for integration into people's daily lives. But we're actually going to flip that on its side and talk a lot about the people and the culture that are behind the technology. Because it's a marketing event, I can't just keep talking about innovation, about technology. I want to actually kind of relate it back to why the audience are there. So essentially, how do we create marketing campaigns that resonate locally with a Chinese audience? I guess a quick preview is that a lot of people, when they think about China, think about WeChat and Weibo, they think about the new social media platforms, maybe even Little Red Book. But a lot of people spend their time, I think this kind of like happened in the West somewhat as well, people spend their time chasing the platforms and the next big technology, and they don't spend enough time thinking about the people behind those technologies. If you spend all your time thinking about the next big platform and the next big social media network, you're always behind the curve. But if you understand the people that are driving the changes, especially in China, right, a platform, something like Douyin, went from 0 to 500 million users in 18 months. You could never keep up with that kind of stuff unless you understand why people are jumping onto new platforms. If you understand the people and the cultures behind the platforms, you'll always be ahead of the curve. And that's a lot of what we'll be talking about is how do we create campaigns, how do we create work that resonates locally, that feels like it comes from the communities and the subcultures in China rather than us as a brand talking to them or at them.
Interesting. And that's on your keynote, that's correct, yeah?
That'll be in the keynote, exactly.
And I believe you're headlining one of the tracks.
Yes, we'll be headlining the China track specifically. Mm-hmm. And in there, we'll be exploring a bit more about what I'll be talking about in my summary. So we'll have a specific talk on people and cultures, so Chinese youth and the subcultures that are within Chinese youth. We'll have panels of influencers, so Chinese influencers who already have hundreds of thousands, if not millions of followers among Chinese youth, either outside or in China, how they kind of like build their networks, what kind of content do they provide to their audience that resonate with their followers. And also, we will also be talking about some of the technology, just so people understand a bit about what the landscape was in 2018 and what potentially could happen, what would drive the changes in 2019, what people should be looking out for.
And a bit of a curveball, what type of audience, what type of brands do you think would really benefit from attending your stream? Anybody that you think is like this market's crying out for, or maybe don't want to say at the moment or reserve judgment, but anybody that springs to mind?
Yeah, should I say everyone?
Everybody.
No. I think, again, kind of like what I was saying at the start, I think any brand that would like to be a bit bolder in the sense that they want to create something different, something new, they have a new product or a new service, just kind of like anyone that feels like their audience should be the type of people that are quite brave in terms of like adopting new services or new products or new platforms. So, yeah, I mean, we've always wanted to work, because of the landscape of China market and Chinese consumers, we've always preferred working with brands who are bold and brave rather than people who are kind of like wanting to do, I guess, the same thing they've been doing for the last 10, 20 years.
Sure. Makes sense. Good call. So basically, everybody at YMS.
Everyone at YMS, fortune favors are bold. If you want to do something amazing, even if you want to know what's going to happen over the next 5 years in the West, I always say China is a glimpse of the future for digital platforms. So come and have a look. Come and see what China is doing.
Yeah.
And part of my talk, I forgot to mention earlier, will be about a glimpse of the future. So what's happening in China and how that's going to impact platforms in the West. I'll give you a quick example if we got time.
Go for it.
So, for example, people might have seen recently that Recently, Instagram has launched their in-app e-commerce stores. I don't know if you heard about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So basically, that happened in China a couple of years ago. So WeChat launched WeStores, or WeDian, it's in Chinese. And that was kind of focused on basically social media in-platform e-commerce. And then a couple of years later, Little Red Book launched it as well. And then we finally saw it happen on Instagram as well. Another example is the kind of like offline to online. So a lot of things, a lot of the success from WeChat is the integration of offline to online. So you meet someone in a, I don't know, in like a shop or in while you're traveling, you can scan their QR code, you connect with them, then you suddenly your friends online. So I know Instagram and Facebook both try to push this offline connection capability with their own version of QR code. It never picked up much traction, but that's another example of kind of technology that's adopted in China and Western platforms trying to kind of push it on their audience as well.
Good example. Thank you. And finally, what is it that you and the team are looking forward to about YMS this year?
It's a good question.
Bar your sessions, obviously, bar your sessions.
I think it's just interesting, like, what we liked last year a lot was the kind of variety and the quality of the speakers. So people always had their own stories about the youth market, whether it's from a personal experience or from kind of the work they have done. So I'm looking to definitely hear more people talk about the youth generation from their own perspective or from the perspective of the work that they have done.
Sure.
There were loads and loads of experiential stores that I really enjoyed. Loads of new technology that I've never seen before. So I think it's a great place to kind of discover new things. Those are probably the two things that I look forward to the most.
Great. Arnold, thanks so much for spending some time with us today. And we're looking forward to welcoming you next week, okay?
My pleasure. Thank you for the call. Cheers.
Thanks.
Take care.
Our final guest this week is Brian Finnerty, Senior Director of Marketing at Marin Software. Brian will be travelling all the way from San Fran to join us this April at YMS. And here's what he and the team will be offering to our audience of youth marketeers next week.
Brian, great to have you join us today for our podcast this week. It'd be good if you could just give a quick introduction about yourself, who you are, where you've come from, and your role over at Marin.
Yeah, no, delighted to join you today. So my name is Brian Finnerty. I'm Senior Director of Marketing for Marin Software. And there's really three elements to my role. I focus on top of funnel demand gen for Marin. We also run content marketing through my team. And then lastly, we take care of PR and sort of outbound communications for the company as well. And we do that globally, so we're a global company. Our two main offices are in San Francisco and in London.
Fantastic. And I'm right in thinking that you're calling us from the sunny side of that office. Is that right, over in San Fran?
Yeah, so we're actually very near the Bay Bridge, which is one of the two big bridges in the Bay here. Not that sunny lately, actually. We've had a lot of rain since the start of the year. And there's a microclimate here in San Francisco, so you can get sunny one day and then the fog rolls in and it's kind of dark and overcast the next day. But it's an amazing place to be, I have to admit.
Absolutely. We travelled over there last year for YMS in San Fran. And yeah, it's a beautiful place to be, absolutely. Brian, it'd be good just to kick things off, really, if you could talk us through what benefits that you feel Marin offer to youth marketeers, maybe that are attending YMS or even if they're just listening this morning.
Sure. I mean, in a nutshell, what Marin does is we offer performance advertising solutions. So anyone who's running paid campaigns on the big publishers, Facebook, Google, Amazon, and Bing and others can use Marin as kind of a performance layer that will sit on top of what those publishers do. And one of the key things we offer is we're kind of an independent solution. So if you're spending significant budget on any of those channels, Marin will allow you to sort of amplify what you spend on one channel and sort of drive performance and results on others. So if you're advertising pretty heavily on Google. You know, we can take some of those signals from your Google campaigns and roll them over to Facebook and Instagram. Mm-hmm. Similarly, if, you know, if you're running shopping campaigns on Google, for example, we can, you know, we can sort of roll that performance over to Amazon or to other channels too. So you can think of Marin as sort of an ally, your ally in digital marketing, helping advertisers get the most from their digital ad spend. The interesting thing for us is marketing is all about results today. You know, it's no longer kind of fuzzy math or we hope that that was successful. We're not sure. Everything that marketers do today is data driven. And as we move more towards digital and away from, you know, away from offline, mm-hmm. Certainly, you know, that's what we're seeing. We're seeing that, you know, our clients want results. I mean, ultimately, the ROI in their campaigns is what really matters to them. So our USP is just that we, on average, see a 15% increase in volume and a 10% reduction in costs for our clients. And that's a substantial, contribution to their bottom line. So going with a tool like Marin, rather than just using the publisher's native tools in isolation, can really drive your performance marketing efforts.
Sure. And in terms of, I guess, the youth marketing space and brands that are working in that space, does anything sort of come to your mind that's been stand out for you of brands that are really doing things well currently in the youth marketing space, whether it be sort of that kicked off 2019 or maybe had an impact on you, you know, sort of the last quarter of 2018? Just to put you on the spot here, anything that sort of got you guys excited?
You know, we're seeing a lot of interesting campaigns running on Instagram now, and the Stories ad format is probably one of the most effective ad formats that we're seeing out there on the social side. Sure. So a lot of our bigger advertisers are running campaigns using that ad format and getting what we would see as terrific results. And we're actually seeing a lot of spend migrate from more traditional Facebook newsfeed advertising into over to Instagram and to the Stories ad format. We produce a quarterly benchmark report, which sort of analyzes where our clients are spending their money and which ad formats are particularly popular. And again, in the last couple of quarters, we've seen, you know, Stories kind of dominate. And obviously that has a lot to do with what's happening on Facebook generally, but also just that advertisers are finding that that kind of more authentic, creative approach to consumers and to users is working really well.
Any specific brands that come to mind that are really, you know, doing it right in the youth marketing space that have caught your eye, whether it's like, you know, 2019 or the back end of last year?
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously some fantastic and interesting campaigns out there sort of targeting youth audience. I think one company that in particular stands out to me is Deezer, the music streaming service. Mm-hmm. They have invested heavily in Instagram stories, and the whole goal of that outreach was to engage with Gen Z users. Working with Marin, they've seen some pretty incredible ROI on their campaigns around Instagram stories. So, for example, we worked with them to increase their overall downloads or installs of the app to 14,000 in a very short space of time. And again, one of our goals in the performance marketing space is to lower costs, so decrease your CPA and increase your number of app installs. So I think if you're able to get both of those metrics moving in the right direction, you're on to a very strong campaign. So Deezer is one I'd call out that are, you know, aiming to reach out to 13 to 20-year-olds on Instagram. They've used the new Stories ad format to do that, and then they've kind of applied Marin as the performance layer to effectively run that campaign and optimize that campaign for them. So they've seen really positive results, and again, a lot of the creatives they've used has just been incredibly well put together for the target audience that they're trying to reach.
Awesome. Good answer. Thanks for that. And what can our audience expect from Marin this year? I know you're featuring at YMS, you're running a breakout track and so on. What is it that we can expect from you guys to be presenting and really bringing to the fore?
Yeah, I mean, obviously YMS reaching out to the youth marketing, the future of marketing. So again, what you'll see from Marin is we believe in creating content that's genuinely helpful and useful to advertisers and to marketers. Mm-hmm. So, which is very data driven and results oriented, right? So, you know, results are kind of in our DNA, performance marketing, making things work. We're going to focus on the top 10 digital advertising trends of 2019. So we're in a session specifically on that, like what's new, what's coming. We've got some interesting content on responsive search ads, which is Google's new ad format that kind of assembles the ad creative for you. You kind of feed in all the different data that you need, and Google will assemble those ads on the fly and basically promote the ads and push the ads that are performing best using their machine learning algorithms, which is, it's just a very interesting approach to building ad creative at scale. So RSA is definitely something we'll focus on. We're going to focus on Instagram stories and what we're seeing there in terms of ROI for brands. Amazon and the rise of Amazon is obviously a big theme and a topic in digital advertising today. So the duopoly is sort of starting to become, you know, a triopoly, if you like, as Amazon gains more and more market share. And I've seen projections that Amazon will get to 8.5-9% of digital ad spend this year. So they're growing really fast. I'm actually going to do a session on Amazon advertising at the show myself. And then we have a really interesting session on kids, how kids search and what devices are kids using to find information, discover products, how do they feel about privacy, how do they feel about advertising in general, you know, what's important to them. So we'll be presenting some brand new content at YMS around how kids engage with, you know, voice search, how they engage with search on desktop, what apps do they use to find information and purchase stuff online.
Sure, okay, awesome. A lot there. And on that, that hot topic of apps, what apps are you personally sort of, what's your hot topic at the moment? What ones are your go-to apps that you reach for on your phone?
You know, for me personally, I mean, I'm a marketer, so I use Twitter all the time. LinkedIn is very useful for us, and we do a fair amount of LinkedIn advertising, so the LinkedIn app is kind of always on the go.
I can imagine.
I'm a voracious reader, so the New York Times app, I subscribe to that. The Guardian, for content, independent, well-written, thoughtful content. So those would be some of the apps that I use. I think we're seeing a lot of innovation in the sort of home improvement space. So you've got apps like House, which are just really terrific for people who are remodeling their home or decorating a new apartment or whatever. It's a great way to find, you know, to find products that match your style, and I think that's one of the more useful apps that are on my phone today. And then I think lastly, it's just entertainment, you know, Netflix, Hulu, you know, stuff like that, where people are basically chasing content and binge watching shows. I think those are all apps that are in very high demand right now.
And are you Spotify or Apple Music or Pandora? What's your point of view on that? Or are you traditional? Pay as we go.
No, Amazon Music, because we're Prime members in our head, so we get access to Amazon Music, and we have connected up our Spotify account to that as well. So yeah, a mixture of the two.
Awesome. And finally, Brian, I know we sort of touched upon what you're going to be like doing at YMS and the presence that you guys have got. What is it that you're personally most looking forward to about, you know, being in the room with us?
Well, first of all, London is just an amazing city, and I'm lucky enough to go about once a quarter, so I absolutely love being in London. So I'm looking forward to that. The fact that it's a show focused on the future, focused on, you know, marketing to different generations, you know, to millennials and earlier, is really interesting to us. One of the reasons that we're doing this kids search research is because we want to know where the future of digital marketing is going. And we want to know, you know, not just 1 year from now, but 10 years from now, how people are going to be engaging with brands online, what apps and experiences they're looking for, you know, what defines authentic marketing, how do we redefine privacy, you know, rights to personally identifiable information in the digital age. These are all sort of crucial topics for advertisers and brands. And obviously that's the space that Marin plays in. So we want to have our finger on the pulse of those issues. Like I say, all of the content we produce, we want it to be helpful and useful to advertisers. So it's very much data driven, but also forward looking. I mean, we want to see where the industry is going and what trends are going to shape the industry in the next year and even 10 years from now.
Awesome. And Brian, if you could offer our listeners this morning or afternoon one key takeaway thought for the day, what would that be from you?
My key takeaway is, if you're involved in marketing, you're involved in growth. So every single marketer wants to grow their business. You either want to acquire new customers, you want to grow revenue, you want to build your company's brand and footprint globally. So marketing for me today has transitioned into something that really focuses on growth, and that's a critical part of what every company wants and needs to do. So if you're a marketer, performance marketing is one of the key ways that you can drive growth. So regardless of whether you're doing content marketing, demand generation, influencer strategy, it's all about, at the end of the day, it's about growth. And being able to measure that growth and to optimize for growth is probably the biggest challenge that marketers will face. A lot of control is being taken. You could say it's been taken away from people with, you know, machine learning driven solutions and creative being assembled on the fly. But ultimately, I see those things as positive for marketers, because we're going to take a lot of the busy work away from marketers and a lot of sort of drudgery and free people up to focus on what's, you know, what's our next creative campaign? How are we going to execute on that campaign? How are we going to acquire new customers, grow our brand presence, build our business? So as a marketer, your North Star is growth, and it is companies like Marin who are in that performance marketing space that can really help you measure, manage, and optimize your performance marketing to deliver that growth. So that's what I'm excited about, and I think that's what a show like YMS is really going to help us discuss and focus on is how do we optimize for growth in the future.
Brilliant. And Brian, thanks so much for that insight this morning. We'll look forward to seeing you at YMS.
My pleasure. Really looking forward to it. Thank you.
Cheers.
A big thank you to Brian, Arnold and Simon for joining us this week for our podcast. If you've not already got your passes confirmed for YMS, you've got 1 week left, so please do head to voxvilla.com and use the code PODCAST10 for your discount on some tickets. Look forward to welcoming you next week at the Old Truman Brewery for a fantastic 2 days of youth marketing strategy.